Wetland habitats are critically important for protecting water quality and preventing floods. But for most of the 20th century, people thought they were unsanitary and harmful. The Environmental Protection Agency estimates that people drained more than half of the original wetlands in the country for development or farming. Now there are strong efforts to restore these habitats. Celestra Gracia of member station WUNC takes us to one restored wetland, 20 years in the making, in eastern North Carolina.
The North River Wetlands Preserve in Beaufort, North Carolina, used to be flat agricultural land with rows and rows of potatoes and soybeans. Now it's 6,000 acres of trees, water, and marsh.
Those are fire ants, so don't step on those.
Really? Oh,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
On a beautiful sunny afternoon, Todd Miller gives me a tour of the preserve. Miller is the executive director of the North Carolina Coastal Federation, the organization that's been restoring this land since 1999. The restoration project finally finished last December. Miller has overseen it since the beginning.
It's a pretty special because it's a pretty rare opportunity to actually see nature come back in its glory.
The Coastal Federation says this project was among the largest of its kind in the nation. Since the 1980s, federal and local laws have been enacted to protect natural wetlands. The land that makes up this preserve was acquired mainly through several federal grants. The main goal of this project was to improve water quality of downstream waters. Bree Sharon is a coastal engineer with the Federation. She says that when this wetland was drained and cleared for agricultural use, it inadvertently created downstream water pollution.
Anytime that water can move faster, it can pick up all the pollutants associated with whatever's going on that surface. So, I mean, for ag land, it's going to be sediment primarily, and then everything that could be attached to the sediment, like nutrients, herbicides, pesticides.
The first step in this project was closing off ditches that drained water to trap it on the land. That was done by excavating parts of the land and building a sort of dam or dike around the entire perimeter of the area. Mark Smith is the preserve's land manager.
So we're on a dike now. We excavated the land up here and built the dike. And the area that we excavated the soil from, we made a salt marsh.
The next step of the project was planting around 2 million trees and plants. Once restored, the land naturally processes and filters rainwater before it flows downstream. This helps create healthier habitats for both people and wildlife. The last place Miller stops is an area that was cornfields 20 years ago. Now, when you look around, there are tall, thick trees in every direction. The wet ground is coated with leaves and twigs, and there's a small pool of water about a foot deep. Birds jump from tree to tree, and there's evidence of beavers eating some trees that have fallen. Miller says he hopes this project will inspire others.
This is a massive project, but it's not big enough, and we need a lot more of it. And it's going to take continued investment in people, energy, and resources to replicate these types of projects.
He steps back to take a few minutes to look around with pride at his completed work. Miller says he looks forward to what's coming next.
This is the way the world should be.
For Here and Now, I'm Celeste Gracia.